to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This episode, I'm going to play the interview for you that I did at Long Beach Comic Con with Marv Wolfman. We specifically talk about his Raven miniseries, which comes out today, Wednesday, September 21st. We really need to spread the word about this book and get some people to pick it up. It's not part of the DC Rebirth initiative. It doesn't have that trade dress on it. But in a way, it is a rebirth for Raven because, and you'll hear Marv talk about this in the interview, it's a different side of Raven. It's origin point, 2.0 or what have you. Longtime fans of Raven will remember the classic Wolfman Perez run on Teen Titans and how Raven's story in that book, especially at the beginning, was really this a long form story. It was I remember reading it at the time and not noticing the subtle changes in her both her temperament and her attitude and her look. And it wasn't until it was specifically pointed out for the readers in the book itself that it really becomes obvious. And then you kind of go back and look and you're like, wow, look at how long they were planning this. Look at how well done it was. And it's just cool. She's a cool character, very fascinating to me as a person who's always looking for answers as to identity. I've always been very interested in how people can have kind of two sides to their personality and how we have kind of different roles we play and interact differently with people depending on their expectations and how they perceive us. I find all that to be fascinating, that part of the human psyche. And Raven is no different. She's always been someone who's kind of struggled, and they've shown that in different ways. I thought the cartoon, the first Teen Titans cartoon, did a marvelous job of kind of showing her as a distinct character with a distinct personality. And what's really cool, and again, something you'll hear Marv talk about in the interview, is how he was really influenced by the cartoon, and that's pretty evident. I noticed that right away as I was reading it. That's not to say that it's an homage to the cartoon or it is that Raven in particular, because I think Marv does a great job of taking some of the foibles and some of the distinctiveness that they put on the small screen in the animated series and incorporating that into the Raven that he's created and that he's worked on for a really long time. I mean, Marv is a legend to me. He's one of my favorite writers. He's been working in the comic industry for nearly 50 years and with Raven for, 30, Teen Titans debuted in 81, I believe. So, I mean, that's a significant amount of time ago, over 30 years. And so for him to come back to the character with excitement and with a new twist and something that I think is going to become definitely an integral part of her origin, it's just a very, very, very well done story, and I really enjoyed it. I love the look of the book. The art is by Allison Borges, I believe is how you pronounce it, or Borges. It's B-O-R-G-E-S. So it's beautiful to look at. The lettering, the way Raven's word balloons are different. The layouts, the relevantness of it as far as her being in high school and trying to fit in, something I think a lot of us struggled with in high school. So this book does need some help, though, in as much as there hasn't been a lot of promotion for it. And like I said, it's not part of the Rebirth initiative. So I want to be sure that it doesn't slip through the cracks. I want to be sure that you understand this is a quality book. Now, even though it's not part of the Rebirth initiative, it is at that $2.99 price point. So please pick it up. And not only that, but read it, share it on your thoughts on Facebook and Twitter. Get your friends to pick it up. It's definitely a great book, and I can't wait to see where the series goes from here. So I'm going to let you listen to the interview with Marv. It's always great to talk to him. He's one of my favorite creators as far as writers go. I just think that he's fascinated with character and human psyche and identity, much like I am. So that's probably why his stories tend to speak to me. So thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoy the interview, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace from The Comic Source, presented by LRM Media, here with legendary creator Marv Wolfman. So Marv, you have Raven number one coming out this coming Wednesday, September 21st.
Yes.
I was lucky enough to get an advanced copy and check it out. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. You act surprised.
No, it's just, well, you know, you've had such a long history with the character, having worked on, Teen Titans with George for a long time. And so to see you back on a character, you still have stories to tell with her.
Oh, yeah. What surprised me with Raven was that I hit upon something that I had never even thought of previously. And it suddenly sprung out all sorts of possibilities for storylines. And it's right built into her origin, and I just never considered it before. So it was very good to be excited by a character that I thought I had explored most of and suddenly opened up with brand new avenues. So I was really pleased, I was excited by it, and thrilled that it was able to happen.
And one of the big themes in issue one is family.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a theme, I imagine, throughout the whole run, the story that you want to tell?
Absolutely. Family is vital, and friends, because friends are family. And finding out that what Raven thought she was about, or what her mother told her was happening, was what her life was, is not quite the truth. We always said that Raven's mother had run away from home and joined the Satan cult, but we never explained why. And she never talked about it, so she never ever mentioned that she had a sister. She never mentioned that her sister and her family essentially believed in God. And Raven's mother was rebelling against that concept. And everything that Raven is based on what her mother taught her when they went to Azeroth. So for the first time, Raven suddenly being shown there's another side to it. Her mother ran away not from a bad situation, but from just a difference in belief. And I also wanted to do a story where the family is very religious, but all in the right way. It's not, there's no comic book irony, there's no little personal writer trying to say, you know, they're going to screw up. It's not about that. They are truly loving people and truly caring people, and Raven has to figure out what her life is about now, having been shown two sides of the issue.
Yeah, and having, you know, here's a character that's been around all these years, like you said, and as a reader, I even felt like I have a good handle on who Raven is, and all of a sudden there's this whole new side that's being opened up, and it's exciting. It's exciting for a character that's been around for so long to all of a sudden, without discounting anything that came before.
No, actually, everything that came before is why the story works, because she was truly not, you know, when you come up with a sister character, you automatically go, well, that's convenient. But it fit into Raven's mother's story. What was she running from? She was running from, as many people of that age did, from religion and from a family structure, even a decent one. And she created all sorts of nightmares for Raven that Raven was not aware of, because by running away, she became the daughter of a devil.
And your artist on the book, Allison...
I cannot pronounce his last name. I wish I could. Grigos?
Yeah, something like that.
Allison is wonderful. I don't know where he lives. I think it's Brazil. I've never spoken with him. I decided to write... Very often when you don't know who the artist is, you try to cover it up by not giving very complex art. My scene descriptions were very, very complex, because the story to me, this story came to me and was very, very important. I don't know why, it just was to me. It's very dark, it's very creepy, and it's sort of very funny in ways that you would never expect Raven to be. But it was, I had to have certain scenes, and rather than pull back and just do something I thought an artist may draw or may not draw, I decided to write a script that had everything I actually wanted in it. I was really, working with George Perez, who could draw anything, really spoiled me, because there was nothing I could ask George to do that he wouldn't make 10 times better or more complicated or whatever. And I gave Allison these very difficult descriptions, and he pulled it off phenomenally. I mean, unbelievably. And I was just thrilled.
Well, I can't wait for everyone to read it. I love Allison's art as well. I love the fact that there's a sense of the visual of Raven that reminds me of the animated versions, and so I hope that it brings people in from, because Titans have, you know, they're all over the place in media now, and the more people we get reading comics, the better. The more people that discover your work, the better. You know, I'm always telling people that you want to read something great, go read your original Vigilante series, because it's my favorite, one of my top three favorite runs of all time.
Thank you. Raven, I really love that first Teen Titans cartoon show, and since you've read the story, you know that there is a sense of that little snark in some of her dialogue, which was never evident in any of my earlier stuff. And that allowed me to open up also the story in a way that you could do dark stuff, but her commentary would lighten it up in a very weird way. So I was very much influenced by the show, but never went away from the Raven that my character was. It's very hard to explain. I kept honest to my character and still brought in some of the show.
Yeah, that's a good, perfect way to put it. So, Raven, issue 1, September 21st. Get out there and pick it up at your local comic shop, everybody.
Yeah, please do. And then go on Facebook and Twitter, and please mention, because there's no promotion on this book. Nobody has been told about it. If I didn't say it on Facebook, it just, because it's coming out during Rebirth, which is doing incredibly, but we're not a Rebirth title. So I really need everyone to let people know if they enjoyed the book.
Yeah, and like I said, for a character that's been around for so long to have this new take, it's exciting, and issue 1's got me hooked. I can't wait for issue 2.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Marv.